走这一路，高山或低谷，都是你在保护。
万人中唯独你爱我，认识我，永远不变的许，这一生都是祝福。盼望之路，你爱你手，牵引我走这人生路。
你是我的主，引我走这一路，
高山或低谷，都是你在保护。
万人中唯独
你爱我，认识我，永远不变的应许，这一生都是祝福。一步又一步，这是恩典之路，将我紧紧抓住。一步又一步，这是盼望之路，你爱你手，牵引我走这人生路、啊、一步又一步，这是恩典之路，将我紧紧抓住。一步又一步，这是盼望之路，
和你爱你手，牵引我走这人生路。你爱
你手，
牵引我走这人生路。
然后呢，我呢请托比来呢跟大家分享一下呢，他对这个生病这段时间的有什么体会。托比，我想问你一下哦，对你来说呢，这个生病呢治疗那么长的时间，然后又那么辛苦，你对于这个生病你有什么体会？
我觉得生命很有限，因为呢，医生能做的事情呢，都是，就是只是让你可以舒缓一下，可是呢，没有人可以真正的让你的骨髓去造血出来，然后呢，去医治这个病。然后呢，医生他们只可以呢，跟你说，你吐得太厉害了，然后打一个针，然后你睡觉吧。然后呢，如果呢我白血球不够的时候呢，又只是打针，然后呢就逼那个骨髓造那些白血球出来。可是呢是就是不是自己身体造出来的，然后就是治标不治本。
对啊，其实托比呢在生病的过程里面呢，他很痛，很痛的时候呢就只能打止痛药，然后呢呕吐的很厉害的时候也只能打止吐针，然后或是呢就算那个骨髓呢能不能造血的，其实医生跟我们都没有办法是控制的，然后都是靠他自己，就是医生只能打那个针白针来帮助他快点造血，但是实际上呢，造血的问题呢，是要他的身体里面的骨髓可以复活过来，才可以呢真正的造血。所以呢，其实谁能叫他身体里面的骨髓开始造血，造出好的白血球来？其实我们都发现唯有神可以。那托比，我想问你一下哦，生病的过程里面呢，你什么时候你觉得你跟神是最接近的呢？
我生病下化疗药呢，很痛很辛苦，然后一直吐，然后呢我就喜欢躲在那个被子里面，然后呢就祷告，然后就跟主耶稣说，我很辛苦，有没有办法可以不那么辛苦，然后主耶稣就令我很累，然后就睡觉，然后就没有那么辛苦，然后又会停住那个呕吐。
对啊，有时候我在医院看到他真的是很辛苦的，他一直吐一直吐，然后那个呕吐呢，我形容是机关枪式的呕吐，因为他是一直吐一直吐，然后是完全没办法停止的，然后呕吐他我是一个一个接着给他，但是呢其实他每次吐呢大概是只有一两口的分量，但是呢他还是一直在作呕，然后等到就是他有时候真的自己都会很受不了，但是我们很感谢主，就是主听他的祷告，然后让托比他可以睡觉，然后真的可以睡觉之后呢他就会舒服很多。有时候我真的没办法的时候，我也求医生拜托你帮他打针让他睡觉，因为其实他只能睡觉才能过渡那么辛苦的时间。那特别我觉得呢，我们在医院里面也看到很多的其他的小朋友都很辛苦。对啊，有一些呢就是跟你大部分都是跟你一样是白血病的，然后有一些是淋巴白血病，有一些是像托比一样是骨髓性的白血病，然后他们呢很多都还没有信主的。那你觉得他们还没信主的跟我们信主的人有什么不一样？
很大不同。
为什么？
没有信主的人呢会一直处于一个很低落的状态，然后呢他们会不开心，会埋怨，然后会很难过。可是呢我一开始也有很难过，可是后来呢我就会明白，这个病是其实是一个神给我人生的功课，是很难可以学到的，所以呢我就一直坚持下去，因为我想要学明白这个功课。然后呢而且它是一个考验还有一个试炼，然后呢这个考验还有试炼呢可以令我更坚强，也可以更亲近神，然后呢所以我 病的时候很努力的去学这个功课。
对啊，其实呢我看到托比真的是很勇敢，因为其实在过程里面呢一开始生病的时候我们两个都很难过，然后呢我们曾经是抱着一起哭着，然后他也问我说他会不会死，也问我他会不会就是治不治得好的问题，然后刚开始他还以为自己治好的几率大概只有20%左右，然后他自己想着想着就会很难过，但是呢我们都是一起去面对这个功课，然后我跟他说就是这个是神给我们学习的功课，为什么神要给我们学习呢我们也不知道，但是我们很感谢主的，就是在过程里面其实我们有很多很多经历到主他的同在，以及他看顾着托比，因为其实整个过程然后大家所有小朋友都很辛苦，但是呢没有那么多小朋友像我和托比一样是那么喜乐的去面对这个疾病，然后我们那时候是每天去在病房那边啊玩游戏，对不对？对，因为我们呢那时候呢就是我会逼着他走路，因为下化疗药之后他都会很辛苦，然后呢辛苦到一个点是他有时候真的没办法爬起来离开床，然后他有我们在医院也看到很多生病的小朋友他们几乎都躺在床上不能动，然后但是我很感恩的是其实我一直逼着托比然后去做运动，然后每天呢我们都一定出去离开因为我们是独立的房间嘛，然后我们会离开房间在长长的走道上面呢来回走，早中晚各走一次，每次5圈来回这样子，然后呢有时候我为了让托比他觉得没那么乏味，然后呢就会
无聊，
对，因为走路很无聊，然后呢我就会想一些点子啊，在那边在走道上面呢有很多卡通啊狮子老虎啊小白兔的那一些，然后我就会用手机拍下来那些可爱的小动物，叫他在走道上面找出那一只小动物来，然后呢还有什么游戏，
找字，
对了，然后我们呢我会用一些纸啊然后写一个金句啊或是一些英文句子啊，然后贴在走道的某一些隐秘的地方，然后呢就叫托比呢去把它找出来，然后把那个句子拼出来，然后呢其实就是想要让我有那个喜乐的心，然后依靠主，尽管在很辛苦的治疗里面我们还是尽量就是我们还能够保持那个很喜乐的心情去面对每一次的治疗。那但是我想问你哦托比，就是我们都知道这个白血病其实率很高嘛，对啊，然后如果万一真的很不幸的我们真的又遇到复发这件事情，你会觉得怎么样？
如果真的复发了，我也会很不开心。知道的时候，然后，可是后来我会明白，就是我可能复发的原因，就是我还没学到神要我学的那个功课，所以我要。会想一下这一次有什么做的不好的，就是在一些时候没有依靠主耶稣，然后就会改过，就再学一次。
我们很难预计生命会怎么样，但是呢我们感恩，因为我们有主耶稣，对啊，然后主耶稣在我们的生命里面呢陪着我们，当我们一起觉得很害怕很恐惧或是很，然后我们都就祷告主，然后求主呢来带领着我们，然后所以呢其实尽管在很痛苦的治疗当中，然后主耶稣呢还是保守托比，对啊，你看他现在胖胖的，然后呢身体呢看起来好多了，对啊，然后也谢谢大家给他的鼓励啦，还有带导，对。 大家的代祷也很重要，谢谢你们。好，然后呢我们今天的 Toby 就在这边讲到这份，谢谢，谢谢啊，
谢谢。
我们非常感谢小华姐妹和她女儿 Toby 小姐妹的见证分享。
We really appreciate the sharing by our sister Allison and her daughter Toby just now.
Toby 在今年二月下旬的时候因为发烧后来发现了白血症。
In the second half of February this year, Toby had fever and they found out that she has contracted leukemia.
经过了非常痛苦五个轮回的化疗。
Through five cycles of very painful chemotherapy.
然后我们刚刚听见他们的分享。
And we just heard their sharing.
当他被问到说一个信主的跟不信主的在这样的同样的过程里面有什么不同呢？
When she was asked by her mom that what is the difference between people that know God versus people who do not know God in this difficult time.
Toby 他也讲到说其实开始的时候他和别人好像是一样他也会难过他也会灰心。
And initially, she was just like everyone else. She would be disappointed and she would be sad.
但是神让他知道他讲这样的话。
But then God helped her to realize and she said this.
这个病其实是神给我人生的功课。
Actually, this is a lesson from God for my life.
是很难可以学到的。
It's a very hard to come by.
他说所以呢我就一直坚持下去。
And so I insist on learning it.
因为我想要学明白这个功课。
Because I want to fully get it.
而且它是一个考验还有一个试炼。
It is both a trial and a test.
那这个考验和试炼呢可以使我更坚强和有更亲近神。
And this test and trial brought me closer to God and helped me to become stronger.
他说在这样的一个原因的里面呢他经过这样的一个痛苦试炼他努力的去学这个功课。
And therefore she learned very hardly, very diligently the lesson from God in the trial and the test.
何等宝贵的见证。
What a precious testimony.
小华姐妹在她分享中她引用到罗马书第五章第三节和第四节。
In the sharing of Sister Allison, she quoted Bible verses in the book of Romans chapter 3.
她讲到在患难中还是欢欢喜喜的。
Chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. She said, even in our sufferings, we rejoice.
啊，这就是他们的见证，在患难中，他们仍然能够欢欢喜喜。
And this is the kind of testimony they just show forth, that they rejoice even in their sufferings.
因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
Because sufferings will produce perseverance, perseverance, character.
老练生盼望。
And character, hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And this hope does not disappoint.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Because God has poured out His love into our hearts through His Holy Spirit, which He has given us.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享这么大的救恩。
Therefore, this morning, we'd like to share with you this great salvation.
我们知道他们经过非常不容易的一个过程。
Indeed, our sister and the daughter went through a very difficult time.
他们不只得着他们经历这么大的救恩。
Not only they receive and experience this great salvation.
这个救恩是为着每一个人的。
And also the salvation is for everybody.
请我们一起来读希伯来书第二章第三节和第四节。
Let us read together Hebrews chapter 2 verses 3 and 4.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢这救恩起先是主亲自讲的后来是听见的人给我们证实了神又按自己的旨意用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证
How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation which was first announced by the Lordwas confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributed according to his will.
他这边讲到这么大的救恩。
Here says, such a great salvation.
那这么大，因为讲到这救恩的需要是大的。
And the reason why the salvation is great, because the need is great.
是为着我们，是为着所有的人预备的。
And this is salvation prepared for everyone.
人人都需要这个救恩。
Everyone needs this salvation.
而主是为着人人尝了死味。
And for everyone, the Lord tasted death.
救恩的需要是大的。
And the need for salvation is so great.
那救恩所需要付的代价是大的。
And the price that he needs to pay to achieve the salvation is also great.
是这位荣耀的主，他为我们来到地上。
It's this glorious Lord who came into the world for us.
他要亲身担当我们的罪。
And he took up our burden of sin personally.
他为我们付最重的代价。
And he paid the greatest price of all.
要拯救我们
，In order to deliver us，
不但叫我们的罪得着释放
，Not only we're delivered out of our sins，
我们今天要看见这个救恩不但是他已经完成的
，And we also need to know today that not only this salvation has been completed by him，
他今天还要拯救我们
，And even today he has to save us，
他要救我们一直到永远
，And into the future。
他整个的救恩的完成
，and the completion of his salvation
是远远超过今天我们所能够思想，我们所能够来认识的。
It is a scope that beyond what we can fully comprehend.
我们一起来读一下林后第一章第十节。
And also would like to read together 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们。并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us.
他曾救我们。
He has delivered us.
那讲到说已经完成的是过去的。
Which means he has done it, it's done in the past.
他现在要救我们。
And now he's still delivering us.
我们说他是我们的救主。
We say he is our savior.
今天我们经历他天天是我们的拯救。
And today we are experiencing that he is our daily saving grace.
他讲到将来还要救我们。
And it says in the future he will continue to deliver us.
我们就从这三个方面我们一起来和弟兄姐妹分享。
And we'd like to look at these three aspects with you.
首先我们要看见过去的救恩。
First of all,The salvation that has been completed.
这是主在十架上他已经完成的工作。
And this is the work that the Lord has completed on the cross.
在十架他亲身担当了我们的罪。
Where he took the burden of our sin personally.
他为我们受审判受刑罚。
Where he was judged and punished for us.
身体为我们裂开。
Where his body was broken for us.
他的宝血为我们流出来。
Where his blood was shed.For us.
那我们知道父神所有公义的要求。
And God's demand of righteousness.
当我们的主在十字架上受审判、受刑罚的时候。
When our Lord was punished and judged on the cross.
神的公义伸张了。
And that's where God's righteousness was fulfilled.
另外一面，我们看见主他甘愿为我们舍了他的自己。
And on the other hand, our Lord willingly laid down his life for us.
神的爱在十架上为我们显明了。
And God's love is revealed to us accordingly.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他甘愿舍他独生的儿子。
So he was willing to let go of his one and only son.
我们的主爱我们。
Our Lord loves us.
他甘愿舍了他的生命。
He's willing to lay down his life.
而我们看见公义和神的慈爱在十架那里相会。
Therefore, on the cross, you see the righteousness and the loving kindness of God meet.
那这都是主他已经完成的工作。
And this is the work that our Lord has completed.
当我们在以弗所书第二章第八节讲到我们的得救。
And then in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, you see how we are saved.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And we are saved by grace through our faith.
不是在于我们的行为。
Not because of our works.
不是出于我们自己。
Therefore, it's not from us.
也就是说， 整个救恩是主他完成的。
Which means the salvation is completed by the Lord himself.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because the whole world has sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Has come far short of the glory of God.
人可能也想努力做好。
Yes, men try to do what's right.
但是在神的眼中没有义人连一个也没有。
Yet in the eyes of God, there's no righteous person, not a single one.
没有一个人靠着我们的努力我们能够满足父神公义的要求。
And no one can satisfy God's righteous requirement by our own deeds.
所以主来了他完成了所有救赎的工作。
That's why the Lord came and he completed the salvation and redemption for all.
今天整个的救恩的得着在于我们的决定。
And whether we receive the salvation or not is determined by our decision.
这是神的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
因为是他完成的。
Because he has completed.
因为我们做不到。
Because we cannot do it ourselves.
他付了最重的代价。
God paid the greatest price.
但是对我们来讲这是白白的恩典。
Yet on our side, we just get it free of charge.
本乎恩也因着信。
It's by his grace and through our faith.
神有一个最大的礼物要赐给我们。
And this is the greatest gift that God wants to give to us.
他说这不是出于你们的。
He said, this is not done by your works.
这不是出于你们的行为。
And it's not done through your works.
因为你们做不到。
Because you cannot do it.
他赐给我们。
Instead, he has given it to us.
今天我们的责任是什么呢?
So what is our responsibility?
他讲到说本乎恩也因着信。
He says, by his grace and through our faith.
信就是表示我愿意接受。
Through faith means I just accept it.
我接受他在十字架上为我付的代价。
I accept what God has done for us on the cross.
我接受他成为我的救主。
I accept Jesus Christ to be my Savior.
亲爱的朋友
，My dear friend，
今天主在这里，他要告诉你他何等的爱你。
And the Lord is telling you how He loves you.
他用永远的爱爱了你。
With an everlasting love.
在时间里面，他为你舍命。
That He died for you in time.
他为你尝了死味。
He tasted death for you.
他为你付了赎价。
He paid the ransom.For you.
他盼望你能够接受这个大爱。
All he wants that you can accept this gift.
接受他所完成的救恩。
To accept the salvation that he has completed for you.
很简单，就是把心打开。
Therefore, it's very simple. Just open up your heart.
主耶稣，我相信。
Just say, Lord, I believe.
我接受你成为我的救主。
I accept you to be my Savior.
你在十字架上完成所有的工作，今天我的罪得着了赦免。
You have done everything on the cross so that my sin is forgiven.
今天你把永远的生命赐给我。
And you have given unto me your everlasting life.
哦，我们会经历到生命有何等奇妙大的大改变。
Then we can experience a great change of our life.
他成就了我们。
He has delivered us.
我们多少神的儿女做见证。
Many children of God can testify to that.
主耶稣救了我。
That the Lord has delivered me.
哦，今天我们得着了完全的释放。
We have been completely set free.
我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座的面前。
We can now come to His mercy seat with full confidence.
过去我们充满了惧怕。
In the past,We are full of fear.
因为人与神中间因着罪隔绝了。
And because of our sin, we have been hindered from coming to God.
多少人想要寻找神。
Many people are seeking.
他们也付了很多的代价。
And they have paid great price.
但是里面充满了惧怕，没有办法寻找到神。
Yet they cannot find God, and their hearts are frightened.
感谢主，今天我们认识了这么大的救恩。
But we thank the Lord because today we can come to know this great salvation.
这个大的救恩今天已经显明出来了。
And this salvation has been manifested to us.
主把这个救恩彰显出来，完成了。
The Lord himself has completed and manifested to us.
哦，我们看见使徒们，我们看见当代他们经历的，他们看见的，他们为主在做见证。
And there are many saints throughout time. They have seen and they have experienced. They also testify.
哦，我们的主他死了，他埋葬了，第三天他从死里面复活了。
And our Lord died and he was buried, and on third day he resurrected.
哦，多少圣徒们他们在那里见证。
Many saints can testify to it.
今天主升天，他得着圣灵，他在圣灵里面回来，今天住在我们的里面。
And the Lord has ascended to heaven and returned in his Holy Spirit, now abides in us.
今天有许多活活的见证人。
And there are many live witnesses.
今天我们都是耶稣基督的见证人。
And you and I are his witnesses.
感谢主，他成就了我们。
We thank the Lord for he has delivered us.
他现在还要救我们。
And he will continue to deliver us.
我们在这里要讲到现在的救恩。
And he is still delivering us the salvation for present time.
每一天我们都需要我们的救主。
Because every day we need our Savior.
他是天天拯救我们的主。
He is the Lord who delivers us every day.
他天天背负我们重担。
He carries our burden.
在希伯来书第四章十五节和第十六节。
In Hebrew chapter 4 verses 15 and 16.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are.Yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们的主他是我们的大祭司。
Our Lord is the high priest.
他来，他是站在人的地位上。
He came and stood at the position as a man.
他好像人一样，他凡事受过试探。
And he was just like any man. He was tested in every way.
他知道我们的软弱。
He fully understands our weaknesses.
但是我们的主他没有犯罪。
Yeah, he went through this, but he was without sin.
他今天是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
他长远活着，他为我们在祷告。
That lives eternally and intercedes for us.
他来，他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
He has come to open a new and living way.
刚刚讲到说，他成就了我们。
And we talk about how he has delivered us.
每一个神的儿女，今天我们要认识主，今天他仍然在拯救我们。
And every child of God,You have to know this, that he is still delivering us today.
他告诉我们说，我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座。
And he says we can come to the throne of grace with full confidence.
蒙恩惠得连续做随时的帮助。
To receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need.
因为到至圣所的路现在已经开通了。
Because the way into the Holy of Holies has been opened.
所有的拦阻都除去了。
And all the hindrances have been removed.
我们可以坦然无惧的。
Now we can come with confidence.
原本我们是惧怕，原本整个在旧约犹太人也是一样，他们有律法，有诸约，但是他们没有办法来到神面前。
And we used to be full of fear, just like in the time of Old Testament.All these covenants, these laws prevent people from coming to God.
今天我们是坦然无惧的。
But now we can come to the mercy seat with confidence.
而且是神那样的渴望我们来亲近他。
And God desires for us to approach him.
他预备了一切的工作。
He has done everything.
他要我们来亲近他。
He has prepared everything so that we can come close to him.
他要来帮助我们。
He wants to help us.
他要来扶持我们。
He wants to support us.
他要我们在一生的路程上把他永远的心意做成在我们的身上。
And in our life, he is doing something eternal.
弟兄姐妹，主告诉我们，我们在世界上不是没有苦难，他说你们在世界上是有苦难的。
And the Lord has told us that in this world we will have suffering. It's not without suffering.
所以不是说我们蒙恩得救了，好像我们就和世界上人那个不一样，不是我们就不遇见外面的这些患难。
The difference between us and the people in the world is that is not that we will not have suffering.
但是主告诉我们说，在他里面我们有平安。
But we can have peace in him.
当我们经过了这许多的试炼患难。
We go through the sufferings and trials in life.
主把我们抱抱怀揣。
The Lord carried us and protect us.
他将我们藏身在他的里面。
And he hides us in him.
他说在他里面我们有平安。
And he promised that in him we have peace.
我们知道了主在我们身上他那个荣耀的心意。
So we know the glorious will God has for us in Christ.
我们在里面遇见了我们的主。
And we meet with our Lord from within.
你知道他爱我们。
And we know that he loves us.
他的爱是永远的爱。
And that's an everlasting love.
他的爱是牺牲的爱。
A sacrificial love.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
And a love that loves us all the way to the end.
那这个爱也是全胜的爱。
And also this is an all-victorious love.
圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们里面。
And God has poured out his love into our hearts.
他要除去我们所有的悲情下品。
And he wants to burn away all our draws and lowly nature.
他叫我们的生命被改变。
So that our life can be changed.
生命长大而且要成熟。
And can grow and mature.
这是今天神儿女我们在地上一生的路程。
And this is the nature of journey we have as children of God.
我们知道因为神爱我们。
We all know this happens because God loves us.
因为他正在拯救我们。
And he is delivering us now.
叫我们从所有的捆绑中我们得着释放
so that we can be set free from all kinds of bondages
叫我们能够与他更亲与他更近
so that we can draw ourselves closer to him
弟兄姐妹坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座
and brothers and sisters we can approach the throne of grace with confidence
蒙恩惠得连续
we receive grace and find mercy there
我们真的知道主是充满了恩典充满了怜悯
because we know our Lord is full of grace and mercy
他听我们的祷告
he listens to our prayer
他乐意地来与我们亲近
he's willing to draw near to us
他加我们力量
he strengthens us
他是我们的生命是我们的大夫
he is our life and he's our physician
他负我们一生的责任
he will take full responsibility of our life
天天背负我们的重担
every day he carries the burden of our sins
我们这样子来我们知道他是我们随时的帮助
we come because we know he is our help in time of need
哦，主常常在那里等候我们
the Lord is always waiting for us
弟兄姐妹什么时候我们回转向他
Anytime when we turn our hearts toward him,
我们就遇见了我们的主
we meet with him.
他现在要救我们
He wants to save us now.
并且他将来还要救我们
And he will also deliver us in the future.
在希伯来书二章第十节这边告诉我们
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 says,
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的
In bringing many sons to glory it was fitting that God for whom and through whom everything exists should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering
我们的主他本来是父怀中的独生子
Our Lord was the One and only Son in the bosom of God.
他为我们来到地上。
And he came into this world for us.
神舍了他独生的儿子。
God let go of his one and only Son.
住在地上，他是神的爱子。
And when he was on earth, he was God's beloved Son.
因为他站在人的地位。
He stood at the position as a man.
他愿意为人担负所有的罪担。
And willingly he carried the sin of the world.
那位不知罪的他要为我们成为罪
He was the one who does not know sin but for us becomes sin
那位义的他要代替我们这些不义的
That righteous one will take the place of the unrighteous ones
主愿意站在人的地位上
The Lord was willing to be a man
父神说这是我的爱子
And God, Father God says This is my beloved son
是我所喜悦的
In whom I delight
今天我们在这段经节看到主耶稣他要率领众子进入荣耀
And here in the passage we just read that he is leading many sons to glory
今天他是长子
So he becomes that elderly son.
也就是说，他从独生子现在是长子，他得着了许多的同伴。
He used to be the one and only son. Now he is the oldest son, which means he has obtained for himself many younger brothers.
那我们今天看见他要领所有这些众子。许多的儿子要能够进到荣耀里面去。
And he is bringing many sons into glory.
这是他将来要完成的。
And this is the things that he will complete.
这是今天他正在这边来制作，在这边来得着的。
And the things that he is working on and receiving right now.
弟兄姐妹，今天何等的重要。
Therefore, brother and sister,Today is very important.
我们不是得救了以后就等着那一天我们上天堂。
We're not just being saved and then just wait to be taken up to heaven.
救赎是一个手续。
Redemption is just a procedure.
但是那个目的是要我们和他一同得着荣耀。
And the ultimate purpose is to receive glory together with him.
哦，今天他正在制作我们，正在改变我们。
And therefore he is using today to change us.
从荣耀到荣耀。
It's called a process of from glory to glory.
主正在改变我们。
He is changing us.
有的时候借着外面的环境，主正在改变我们。
And sometimes through our external environment, He changes us.
很多时候借着他的话，主正在改变我们。
Sometimes through His own words, He changes us.
我们知道圣灵正在我们里面做人手所不能做的工作。
And the Holy Spirit is working on us something that man's hand cannot do.
但是今天神的儿女，我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Yet for all the children of God, we have the sure hope of glory.
今天我们认识到说，生命都是何等的短暂。
And life is very limited and short.
但是主为我们预备的是那永远的。
But what the Lord has prepared for us is something that's eternal.
今天其实我们所接触的所有的一切，不过是必朽坏的。
Everything we come into contact with on our daily life is short term.
但是主为我们预备的是不朽坏的。
Yet the Lord has prepared for us something that will not see decay.
我们知道说这一个完全这么大的救恩。
And therefore we know this complete and great salvation.
它成就我们。
Will achieve for us.
它现在救我们。
And then will deliver us in the past and now.
它将来还要救我们。
And the future.
这么大的救恩
This great salvation
我们不能够忽略
How can we ignore it?
亲爱的朋友 不要忽略这么大的救恩
My dear friend, do not ignore such a great salvation
今天你能够听见小花姐妹跟她女儿的见证
And you just heard it shared by Sister Allison and her daughter Toby
这绝对不是偶然的
And this is not coincidental
今天是主爱你
But because God loves you
他要拣选你
He has chosen
要你得着这么大的救恩
He wants you to have this great salvation
小花姐妹跟我们讲到有一首诗歌《天上的家》。
Sister Allison shared with us that there is this hymn called Heavenly Home.
那这首诗歌呢 ，Toby 姐妹呢，她一面又很喜欢，刚开始她又很害怕唱。
And Toby was a little bit afraid when she first learned the song.
因为这首诗歌讲到在天上我有美丽的家。
Because the lyric says.I have a beautiful home in heaven.
有我的朋友和爱我的耶稣。
And where my dear friends and Jesus dwell.
黄金的街道充满欢笑，再没有悲伤。
The golden streets are filled with laughter and no more sorrow.
只要相信他。
Just trust him.
将来在天上，我们要一起唱哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Because we will sing together in heaven, hallelujah, hallelujah.
是，刚开始他害怕说，是不是主要带他回到天上的家去了
？And initially she was quite afraid to sing the song because she would think of being taken up to the heaven home.
但是这首歌也带给他极大的安慰。
But this song also brought her great comfort.
其实这是一首它充满了盼望的歌。
Because this is a hymn that's full of hope.
今天不只是说在疾病当中的人，他们会想到说，哦，有一个天上的家。
Not just people who are sick Well, think about the heavenly home.
也许他们说，我不知道我今天在地上的日子到底有多长久。
Yes, they do not have a certainty about how much time they have left on earth.
其实所有的人，今天我们在地上，我们的年日都是非常的短暂。
Actually, that applies to everyone else. No one knows how much time we have left on earth.
也许有人年日长一点，有的人你说他短一点。
Some may live longer, some shorter.
但是你跟永远来相比的话
，Yeah, compare with eternity,
都是非常非常的短暂。
Everything is short.
所以圣经也告诉我们，今天的苦楚叫做自战自清的苦楚。
That's why Bible tells us the sufferings today.It's short and temporal.
要成就那极重无比的荣耀。
Yet will achieve for us a glory that is with weight and tremendous.
过去在家福寺有一位老姊妹。
And in Culver City Church, we used to have a senior sister, a member.
她活到了108岁。
She lived up to 108.
到108岁的时候，她常常请弟兄姐妹为她祷告。
And when she was 108, she asked us to pray for her.
大家想说你年纪这么大了 还有什么要为你祷告吗
So people ask her, what is your prayer request?
有什么疾病要我们祷告求主来医治吗
Do you have any sickness that we should pray that you get healed?
她说不是的
She said no
她说为我祷告叫主耶稣不要忘了我
She said pray for me so that the Lord doesn't forget me on earth
我在天活了这么长的年日了
Because I've lived so long now
我都预备好要回家了
I am ready to go home
她说就怕主耶稣把我忘在地上
I'm afraid the Lord has forgotten me
后来主真的是听了祷告
And the Lord sure have heard our prayer
108岁的时候主把她接去了
At 108, she was taken home by the Lord.
我们会觉得说，哦，她真的活得够长，很长了。
To us, well, she sure has lived a long time.
但是你从永远来看
，Yet from the perspective of eternity,
也不过是那么的短暂。
It is still very, very short.
今天我们不知道还有多少日子神留我们在地上。
We have no idea how many more days we have on earth.
但都是短暂的。
But regardless, they are all short.
一面我们要抓着现在的机会。
Therefore, on one hand, we need to make good use of our present time.
趁着还有今日。
When we still have today.
我们来得着这个救恩。
We need to receive the salvation.
趁着还有今日。
And because we still have today.
我们经历主今天他来拯救我们。
We need to experience that he delivers us now.
我们经历到今天我们经过每一个环境。
And all the circumstances we go through today.
主正在拯救我们。
He is delivering us.
他不只是救我们脱离我们外面所遇到的一些遭遇。
He doesn't just deliver us out of our circumstances.
他要把我们一直救到荣耀里。
But he will deliver us all the way into his glory.
他要率领众子进入荣耀。
Because he wants to bring sons into glory.
巴不得我们都能够来认识这么大的救恩。
So we really want to know this great salvation.
真的认识了，我们就不会忽略它。
Once we truly know it, we can't ignore it.
我们盼望说，今天早间。
Therefore, it is our sincere hope.
亲爱的朋友，你能够打开心，接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
You can open up your heart and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
主耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
他为你舍命。
He laid down his life for you.
他要救你。
He wants to save you.
曾经救你。
He used to save you.
今天要救你。
He wants to save you today.
他将来还要救你。
And he will continue to save you in the future.
若你愿意得着这么大的救恩。
If you're willing to receive this salvation.
我带你做一个简单的祷告。
I would like to lead you into a prayer.
请你把心打开。
All you need to do is just open your heart.
非常简单。
It's very simple.
我祷告一句，你愿意，你跟着我祷告一句。
If you will,Please repeat after my prayer.
我们也请所有弟兄姐妹，我们为着福音朋友们来祷告。
And dear brothers and sisters, when we do this, please pray for our friends.
我们用信心来接受。
And so that we can receive this through faith.
这么大的救恩。
This great salvation.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
你爱我。
Because you love me.
你为我舍命。
And you gave your life for me.
你为我付了最重的代价。
You paid the greatest price for me.
今天我愿意相信接受你成为我的救主。
So I'm willing to believe and accept you to be my savior.
我心里相信。
I believe in my heart.
神已经叫你从死里复活。
That God has raised you from the dead.
我口里承认。
And I confess with my mouth.
耶稣基督是主。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord.
你是我的救主。
You are my Savior.
你是我的主。
And you are my Lord.
你负我一生的责任。
And you will be responsible for all my life.
你还要带我进入荣耀。
And you will bring me into your glory.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
我把荣耀赞美都归给你。
And I give you all the glory and praises.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们下面就一起来唱这首诗歌《天上的家》。
Now I'd like to invite you to sing this hymn together, that my heavenly home.
地上这不是我们的家。
This world is not our home.
天上神为我们预备了一个更美的家。
God has prepared for us a beautiful home in heaven.
我们有主，我们就有了一个何等荣耀的盼望。
With the Lord, we have this hope of glory.
愿主祝福我们每一位。
May the Lord bless each and every one of you.
请地界道充满笑声。